Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season 2 of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season 2 is out now from Lemonada Media.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
The Bonfire with Big J. Okerson and Dan Soder from Comedy Central Radio is finally releasing their favorite clips as their very own Comedy Central podcast. They figured, hey, if our show is going to be bootlegged, might as well make it official. Join Big J and Dan as they let you into the life of two stand-up comics with dad issues. Check out some of their best episodes featuring Michael Che, Neil Brennan, and even Andrew Dice Clay. Oh! Subscribe now to The Bonfire with Big J. Okerson and Dan Soder on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or your favorite podcast app. Enjoy the show!
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 ads and popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies!
You guys clapped for so long, just made it sound like I was lazy getting out here. But I appreciate it. Hey, everybody, my name is Doug, and I love movies.
This is Doug Loves Movies!
That's not the place or time. Coming to you for the second year in a row at the Accidental Comedy Festival at Hilarities in Cleveland, Ohio! Oh, is how I like to say it. I'd like a plane ticket to Cleveland. Oh, and then they asked me to call another operator. Do people buy airplane tickets over the phone still? It's Saturday, September 1st, 2018, and it's the perfect time of year for name tags. Let me see what you, oh my goodness. Always a great name tag turnout here, except for Angela in the outfield. I don't care for that one. But I know, you don't have to put it down. You actually made it. It is a good one. It's just the easiest one for me to read and then make fun of. You know, I could go after Davey Driver all goddamn day. You just put you and me in it and everyone, the rest of the cast stayed the same. Yeah, don't have to recast the whole thing. You gotta replace Spacey, though. Okay, over there. We got, at a Jurassic Park, we got Justin Park. Have you used that one before?
No.
No, first time? And but it's got some Tito's on there.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, people put Tito's on their name tags because they know I love Tito's, but my guests, they may not give a shit about Tito's. It's worth a shot, though, I guess. All Dogs Go to Kevin, which I wish that was a real movie. That when dogs die, they just show up, ghost dogs show up at Kevin's place. He's like, why are they all coming here? Because somebody mispronounced the name. They said heaven wrong. So we're going to Kevin. And why do you have two name tags, Kevin?
My wife has short arms.
My wife! All right, good job, everybody. I could describe name tags all day. The listeners love it. Doug plugs, next weekend, September 7th and 8th, I'm doing two shows at the Alamo Draft House in downtown Kansas City, Missouri. Friday night, September 7th, I'm doing a Benson movie interruption of Barbarella. Come for Jane Fonda nudity in the opening credits. Stay for Duran Duran. Then the next day, there's a dude named that in that movie. The next day, Saturday, September 8th, we're doing Doug Loves Movies at 4:20. Also at the Alamo Draft House. It's always fun to do Douglas movies in actual movie theaters. DLM is also coming to San Jose, San Diego, and Fantastic Fest in Austin, Texas. For all my dates and deets and links, including, holy shit, these both just went on sale, the New York and LA versions of the 12 Guests of Christmas. At the end of November, first weekend of December. All that stuff is at, you know where it's at. That's not how it works, sir. I was going to try to skip that part so you wouldn't do that. Then I thought, well, we got to say it. It's DougLovesMovies.com. All right. Prize bag, I'm holding one in my lap. Brought you guys some stuff. You know, I travel a lot, so it's gotta be stuff that I can get on planes or that I actually get on planes. This is Sir Kensington's condiments with my compliments. They came with my burger on the plane. I didn't want any of that shit. I was at Ellis Mania in Vegas last weekend, and at one point they gave me a vodka soda in this beautiful plastic Hard Rock Las Vegas, what do you call that, a cup? It's not a glass, it's plastic. The hotel here gave me earplugs, so I don't know what that's about. It's usually a sign that you're in like a hotel and there's going to be a racket outside. I think maybe the church across the street is probably going to ring their bells. A Doug Loves Movies t-shirt, a winner coupon from the Hard Rock in Vegas that's worth, I cashed out with 10 cents. So that's, if you're in Vegas, cash that in. Doug Loves Movies sticker, and if this isn't the last one, it's the next to last one, but I think this is the last one of the Christmas Peacemaker water pipe. Yeah, you get one of those. Plus, stuff brought by all four of my tremendous fests here at the Guest. Since this is a festival, we got terrific comedians here. Too many to choose from, but I picked four. Please give it up for Ramon Rivas, Jim Chews, Billy Wayne Davis, and Amy Miller.
It's so hard to get up here. Hi.
Hello.
Hey.
Hello, hello, hello.
Oh, I might. That's Billy Wayne. He's funny. You'll like him.
Okay, I'll introduce everybody. You know how this works, Amy. They were saying before the show that we got to keep the mics close to our mouths and far from the other mics. So okay. Do both those things if you can.
All right.
Because I'm already hearing some weird feedback. And also, that was so funny that you guys started playing music when I introduced everybody, like they normally would in a comedy club. But this is a podcast, so like I don't know if I can afford whatever that song was.
I don't know if they can.
There wasn't enough of it for me to know what it was. But, you know, maybe we'll edit it out. I don't know. Maybe we'll put a long beep in there, and then all the people that weren't here today will be like, what the fuck was that long beep about? What's going on? All right, yes, but let's do meet them individually, starting with the gentleman that Amy already pointed out to everybody, because he's a first-time guest. It's Billy Wayne Davis, everybody.
Do I show my gifts?
What's that, Billy?
Do I show my gifts?
No, I'll get... Well, you know, the people here would like to see you drop your pants. Is that what you're asking?
I would.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I'm married, so let's do it.
Okay. No, you can just hang on to your stuff for now. We're going to we'll come back around in a little bit about that. Right now, we're just meeting you and welcoming you to the show.
Oh, okay. Hey.
It's great to have you.
It's good to be here.
And you're performing this weekend here at the festival.
Yes, tonight at 10.
Oh, okay. So everybody just hang out for 4 hours, 5 hours. 4 hours. Yeah, 4 hours after my show's done, you could come check him out.
That would be nice. That would
yeah,
be really
that'd be nice,
nice
of you to do that. And there's so many great things to do out there downtown Cleveland.
Uh-huh.
Drinking.
Yeah, so many.
Yeah, it's so much, like, I just make sure that I don't have any change in my pockets when I leave the hotel, because I don't like lying to people.
You're a terrible person.
It's an old joke, old joke. I slipped in an old joke. But, but Billy Wayne Davis is going to be also a first-time guest. I wrote it down. He did Getting Dug with High. I should say he's about to do Getting Dug with High. And yeah, and you can watch that on YouTube on Tuesday at 12:15 Pacific. So that'd be 3:15 here in Cleveland.
On you my, should.
On my YouTube channel. Check
I
that
bet
out.
I get really high on it.
I got so high with you, I keep referring to it as if it already happened. can't keep it straight, but that's what happens when you pre-tape. For the second year in a row, Amy Miller is here.
Hi. Hi, Doug.
I feel like I can't do Doug Loves Movies in Cleveland without you.
Thank you.
I think
that's
you always
very
have
flattering.
To be. And you always sit right there. You're always right next to me.
I sit by you every time in yes. every city.
Yes.
It's a very teacher's pet situation. I'm so hungover, Doug.
Yeah, what happened?
Like, my body's made of booze.
You were like, you texted me, want to go out to a bar at I forget what time last night. And I
Not
was already
late.
I was already drunk and back in my hotel room. I got drunk really fast last night because we'll get into it more in a second, but I was at a Blink 182 concert.
cover band.
Blink 182 cover band.
Blink 180 true.
Yes, that's what they're called. But so why, how did you get so hungover? How'd you do it?
Well, it's a comedy festival and they give us free drinks and then I take them because it's my payment mostly. And
so
I,
you didn't go to another bar?
I went to a party. I went to a party.
We party in Cleveland.
We went to a party. I feel like I can't name any movie that I've ever seen ever right now. I feel crazy.
Well, that's good. Finally, the guys that are competing against you will have a chance.
How
got a shot
dare
at this.
You?
Yes, starting with directly to Amy's left, it's Ramon Rivas II, number two.
Hello.
El Segundo.
Ramon. El Segundo.
El Segundo.
The second. Oh,
yeah, I speak Spanish.
Okay.
So
I was just thinking of the street. I'm like, which intersection?
The man who put this entire festival together, everybody, Ramon Rivas.
There's a lot of other members of Accidental who did a lot
of
work.
Well, people do, a lot of people.
But this is one
scenes.
Time where the Hispanic dude gets all the white people's credit. And it's nice. It's very nice.
Yeah, I was going to say, they were all clapping. That was good.
They're like,
good
I think
job, everybody.
Yeah.
And what number year is this of this festival?
This is the seventh year it's been Accidental, but I was taking Lisa Traeger, who headlined the first night. We went and ate Superior Pho, because that's like kind of just a thing that's delicious. And we're walking in, and she's like, I can't believe we've been doing this for 8 years. Because the 8 years ago, I did a comedy stage at Ingenuity Fest when it was under the Detroit Superior Bridge. So the festival's like this. This started at like this weird underbridge area, and then now we're like still kind of
under. Who wants to come to a festival in my weird underbridge?
Not a lot of women showed up that year.
Not a lot of room either. Just one or two dudes.
Yeah.
Just hanging in my underbridge.
A lot of trolls.
There's just one troll per bridge.
Yeah, but he's just a lot of right-wing opinions. But yeah, it's cool to like, you know, slowly just, there's comics who, you know, Lisa was at that first year, Critters Cook, who's headlining later tonight, was at that first year, and like seeing where they've gone from then, when we're just kind of like open mic and doing random bar shows, so now we're just, you know, all doing like cool stuff.
Everybody's killing
like
it.
More shows, yeah. And also open micing.
We do still open mic, that's true.
Yeah. We still do all the same, like we still don't get paid at the same rate. But it's more fun. I don't know. It's nice. It's cool. I was in Scotland all last month and I came back and it's just like all like cool audience members, friends, my family came and shit. It was nice, man.
I feel like I asked a follow-up question.
Oh no. I'm just real high and I just
like,
kept talking.
I was cool. I was in Scotland. And we got one more person to meet. It's his second appearance on the show, I believe. It's Jim Tews, everybody.
Hello. Thank you.
The first time you were on the show, I believe, was in the Women's Club in Minneapolis.
Correct.
And now here you are. You're back. And last night, I, in the lobby of my hotel, they had a stack of tickets to see a Weezer cover band and a Blink 182 cover band at the House of Blues.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I gotta at least pop in for that.
Yeah.
I'm way more into Weezer than Blink 182, but I, you know, they're both you know, good enough that I would be interested to see people pretending to be them. And or even just pretending, just taking their vibe and their songs, basically. They don't do impressions of the guys.
Well, but Blink 180 True kind of did.
Kind of. Because they're Blink 180 True. They're really truthful and...
Method.
Into it.
There's no nonsense.
Billy Wayne Davis.
But I miss the Pinkertones.
They were solid.
I got there too late for that.
The Pinkertones were solid. I went more primarily for the Pinkertones.
Sure.
And they were like really good musicians that were playing Weezer, and they were into it, but too into it, and not in a Weezer into it way, just a we're on stage kind of way. And I like Weezer a ton, so I need
you're
I need
in,
that
you're
life.
In your own Weezer cover band.
Yeah, I'm getting there.
Okay.
Ramon, you don't have to ask follow up questions either.
I want like a timid lead singer in a Weezer tribute band. You know
right,
what I
mean? Yeah, you want someone doing a little Rivers act.
Right.
Yeah.
And like Ramon said, I'm in a Weezer tribute band called the Undone Sweaters with a bunch of other comics. And I didn't realize how unexciting it would be to see a Weezer tribute band when you're in one.
Which Weezer are you in your band?
I'm the Rivers.
You're Rivers.
The timid front man. The
Hello.
Autistic front man.
Do you go in front of the mirror before every show and you're like, I can't do this?
No.
To get in character?
No, I just
Are you dating half Japanese girls?
Yeah.
God damn them.
Huge problem with them for a while.
All right. Billy?
Yes.
Now it's time. What'd you bring?
Oh shit!
For the prize pack.
Show us your gifts.
I'm very excited. FYE is going the fuck out of business in Tower City, by the way.
It's been going out of business for 10 years.
Yeah,
there.
But they're done in 7 days, is what I was heard. That's what I was told. So I might go back. I might go back tomorrow.
It'll still be there.
Just to see what people have thrown about. Because that's what it is. There's like just percentages everywhere and people being like, fuck this.
Thanks for giving us the FYI on FYE.
You're welcome. I have a superhero hack, which is a Batman signal on a hacky sack. That's for when you're like, hey, I'm just going to enjoy my life and not get laid, and I'm okay with it.
It's got instructions on the back,
too. It does.
Too.
Can't use your hands, motherfuckers.
In case any of you stoners are unfamiliar with mm-hmm. how to hacky sack.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's like soccer, but not. It's soccer.
I can just hear Christian
run.
Bale yelling at some hacky sackers.
They can't run.
You let it hit the ground.
Ha ha.
I like that it's rainbow colored. Classic Batman colors. A rainbow.
It's San Francisco Batman.
What the fuck?
I don't even know who the fuck this is.
It's Enzo Amore.
It's who?
Great wrestler Enzo Amore.
It just looks
really?
Like, it looks like if my 9-year-old was like, look at all the clothes I found.
He was recently
it's like
kicked
I gave
out.
Him $20 at the dollar store. I'm like, fucking lose your mind, son.
He's really good at wrestling, but he recently raped somebody and then he got kicked out. This I know, it's sad. He was my favorite.
It was 60% off.
It seems like it should be lower.
I think that's just for the wood in the frame. So I got a frame of a rapist. I'm sorry, you guys. I didn't know.
All right, you guys. Enough with... Stop saying that word.
I'm sorry you're uncomfortable, Doug.
No, I just don't want this show to get me, dude. Doug Benson's podcast loves rape.
Hey, everybody. My name's Doug, and I love rape.
Stop it! Oh, so many bleeps and edits in this episode.
Why is this episode 5 minutes long? I also have the receipt.
Oh, perfect.
So that's what you get.
Beautiful. Wow. Pass that on down here. Thank you for bringing that, Billy.
It was fun.
Great job. Right? It's fun to shop for others.
Mm-hmm.
What do you got for us, Jim?
I got some movies on a DVD.
That format's about to take off, I think.
Yeah. I thought about getting a DVD player for whoever gets the DVDs, but figured you'd all be pretty equipped. These are collections. This is the Laugh Out Loud 3-movie collection.
Oh,
Kevin
shit.
James in Here Comes the Boom. Kevin James in Paul Blart Mall Cop. And Kevin James in Zookeeper.
I hope somebody picked Kevin James today, because I got 3 in the hopper.
Okay, yeah, what are they? Wait, hang on a second. Amy, what are the 3?
Here Comes the Boom. Mall Cop.
Oh, full title.
Paul Blart. I don't remember the 3rd one.
I knew it. Jim, help her out.
I'm going to give you another chance if somebody gets Van Damme. We've got Assassination Games, Double Team, Maximum Risk, and Until Death on the Action Classics Unleashed 4-movie collection.
4 movies. Four damn movies.
And then I made a little trip to Mark's today.
Local is that a dude? Reference. Is that a dude that everyone in Cleveland knows?
Basically. It's like if a dude everyone knew stole bad groceries and sold them at a discount. I used to live here.
That's a good business plan.
It is. I wanted to get something wearable, so I got the very Mark's shirt that is... I guess it's theoretically an Indian shirt, but there's obviously some licensing issues
No, they just like baseball in Cleveland.
It just says
like
Cleveland.
Like any park, anywhere. Just like,
it just says Cleveland baseball.
Cleveland baseballers. I love watching them play.
I prefer it to your current mascot. Just going to say.
Yeah, I mean, I figured.
The baseball. Keep it simple, you know?
It's a little better than the Wahoo, but it's still a weird font.
That is capitalism, is what that is. We're going to make some money.
So that's all I got. Sorry.
Do you think the Wahoo guy is continually happy or always asking somebody if there's something in his teeth? He's on drugs. He looks fucking happy.
It's because his land got taken.
He's like, I'm a stereotype, but I'm happy about it. I'm pleased as punch. Ramon, what do you got?
All right, I got a loaf of bread from our food we had yesterday.
It's really good bread.
My dad made pork shoulder and rice yesterday for all the comics, which was cool. I got some hats from Terp House. Actually got three, so I'm just going to throw one out in the crowd right now.
Oh.
Actually, no one needs three hats, so I'm going to throw one more. So someone got some hats. Accidental comic.
Ramon, you seem a little extra reverby compared to everybody else.
I'm also sound very mumbly. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Accidental Comedy recently pressed the album to other members of the group, so there's a copy of that. And that's available afterwards on streaming sites. Terp House also put a shirt in here. There's an Accidental Comedy Fest shirt. There's an Accidental Comedy Fest poster and a poster of me looking sad.
And eating a sandwich, right?
And no, that one's, I'm out of that one.
Don't forget the sandwich.
Yeah.
Bam.
You have to build the sandwich yourself.
Or bread, rather.
It's good bread.
It's really good bread.
It's from Walmart.
Just feels like something a little mom and pop shop would hit an attacker with.
Yeah, like a marble rye.
Yeah, exactly.
That's where Ramon got it.
Don't stole take it from my an old marble lady. Rye.
What do you got there, Amy?
Okay, very good.
Holy
prize
shit,
bag
somebody's
today.
Going home with some stuff.
Very good. I had a lot of adventures at the Dollar Tree. Okay, first we got a wine glass that says promoted to cougar. It's fun. That's fun. Just a conversation.
That means divorced,
piece.
Right?
You need help? You need my help?
No, I don't need your help. Got a pack of mustaches. You can put them on your face. That's fun. Thank you. Okay, got some Sour Patch Kids in honor of Playboy Sean Jordan. We miss him so much. Okay. This was also at the dollar store. It's a framed certificate of achievement. It doesn't have a name on it yet.
Donald Trump.
You win. We'll put your name on it. I'll have everybody sign it. I accidentally filled it out yesterday, and so I wrote August, and then I had to cross it out. But this is your official certificate for winning Doug Loves Movies, if you do that. I mean, you're not going to do it with me, not today. Please don't let me pick your name tag. And then, wait, I do need your help. Local Cleveland artist, Butt Coffin, has donated three incredible paintings to the prize bag. You can sell these. I don't care. I'm selling them, actually. $100. Who wants it? He's the best. You can check him out on Instagram at Butt Coffin. And it was very nice of him to donate these paintings. Put them up in your house. Next to your certificate of achievement.
I got you a frame for
that
certificate.
Thank you, Amy. Everybody take a mustache and put it on and then pass it down. It's an all mustache episode.
What if we already have a mustache?
You're going to have to put it on and then rip it off later. It's going to be great.
Where's Doug? Where did Doug go?
He took off.
I got the Hitler one.
Oh, I don't like fake mustaches.
Hello, Burt Reynolds.
It's uncomfortable.
You seem high.
Oh.
Gotta get this weed to Texarkana. We got a long way to go.
I
a short time to get there.
How to work it? How'd you put that on?
It took me a little while to figure out how to get the adhesive off thingy.
You mean Dollar Tree mustaches aren't top quality?
It takes a little effort, but see, Jim did it.
That looks great.
That is a good looking stash.
If you don't move your top lip too much, it won't fall off.
I can't do it.
So, I mean, just gotta kind of talk.
Look at that. His mustache is smiling.
I'll be a daisy if you do.
Are you gonna tie a woman?
I moved here because of the tuberculosis.
I can't do it.
This is one of the more visually entertaining episodes.
Really wish you could see this.
Oh, thank you so much.
Just like a woman can't even put on a mustache.
Ramon's looks good.
Oh, fuck.
It's really good. You got that at the Dollar Tree?
I mean, most
looks like you did.
Yeah.
Oh, got him good. I got him good.
Do you think these are like someone's former real mustache hairs? It's so soft. I like touching it. All right, Amy, you already said that your mind is mush today, but can you remember what the last movie you saw was?
Oh, yes, the last movie I saw was Crazy Rich Asians. I saw it in Denver, where there are no Asians. I saw it at the Alamo.
I wonder why they didn't spell like crazy, stupid love, like with a period after each word, crazy. What's the other one, Rich? I almost called them crazy, stupid Asians. That I do not want that getting out there.
Yeah, you still said it.
I loved it.
Did you enjoy it a great deal?
Oh, yeah. It was so whimsical, so fun. So many stand-up comics in that movie, too. What a gift.
I like that Awkwafina.
Oh, yeah. She's the best. She's hilarious.
Funny, and she's a great beverage.
Thirsty. Nico Santos, a great Bay Area comedian, was in that movie as Oliver. The best. I loved it. It was so fun. I love love. I love whimsy. I love Asians. Just throwing that out there.
You love people that are crazy rich?
No, not usually.
No.
But I liked them.
That's true. All right.
I loved it. I had such a good time. It was a really great just romance and fun, some fun shit.
Any mustaches?
Not that I remember.
Okay. I'm all into mustaches now. Ramon, recommend a movie that has a lot of mustaches. If you say Ocean's 8, I will murder you.
Super Troopers.
Yeah, that would have
a lot. I do know a movie. Fuck yeah.
Amy's mustache makes me feel like she would give me an unfair quote on work.
You're literally talking about your own dad right now.
You look a little.
Ramon's dad was just telling me how he hoses old white ladies for his construction. He doesn't hose them. He's very good at his job, and he makes very high quotes sometimes. Makes great pork also. I think we're getting married.
Yeah. I mean, this is how it starts. It's a mustache ceremony.
What was the last movie you saw?
The last movie I saw, well, I went and resaw Eighth Grade, but I talked about that last time I was on the show. I built it up too much, and the other person was like, that just made me feel anxious the whole time. I'm like, oh, yeah, that was good for me, though. But I saw Sorry to Bother You as well, which was really, really, really dope.
Oakland Zone.
Did
they seat according to who likes that movie?
Yeah.
Because you're all in one section. That was really... Everyone over there is like, no. You guys were into it. Okay.
Yeah, it was a visually stunning movie.
Are you going to see that one a second time?
It's interesting because the person I went to the movies with wanted to see either of those. I was like, between the two, I would go see Eighth Grade again because Sorry to Bother You was a great film, but as a movie, the end of it just kind of left me kind of like, where Eighth Grade felt like a more like, good
Who's
for me.
Who's this person you went to the movies with?
It's just my friend from L.A.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Aren't details fascinating? When someone's as specific as Ramon is, it really, really makes the story sing. Oh, look at that! All of your Twitter handles are on the big Aww. Sign over there.
That's nice.
I did
That's
request
nice.
A line under mine.
Yeah, why is yours that. Completely underscored?
I appreciate that. That is.
Holy shit! So much classier looking.
It's an implied goddamn it, is what that is.
Yeah, and the Y in Billy and the Y in Wayne are both just defiantly crossing the line.
Habitual line stepper at Billy Wayne Davis.
All right.
I thought about it a lot.
This is great. I'm just going to, so I remember everybody that's up here, I'm just going to look this way. At Jim Twos, what was the last movie you saw?
I just stayed up late rewatching Clueless a couple nights ago.
What a great way to spend a late night.
It was. I didn't plan on it, but it just happened that way.
It's crazy how good that movie is and how it's not dated yet.
Well, I don't
is
know.
Is it? Is there dated stuff in there? I mean, obviously nobody says as yeah. if for going postal anymore, but...
Yeah, I mean, I guess like the Paul Rudd romance thing. I had a stepsister, and when that movie came out, we were of age for that movie, and everybody's like, hey, what's wrong with that? And I'm like, a lot is wrong with that.
Have you been to Pornhub lately, though? Like, my parents are still together, so, like, I go to Pornhub, I'm like, none of this relates to my life at all.
Yeah, I got a lot of dysfunctions to choose from, yeah. And stepsister is not one of them. But it's a good movie, regardless.
Yeah, okay, that's what I meant.
You're like, I don't want to fuck my stepsister. I'm going to start a Weezer cover band.
Mm-hmm.
And that's never going to be dated ever.
That old cliche.
Billy.
Hey.
How's it going down there?
I'm having a good time.
Do you have to get into your cart soon?
I'm gonna go fix some toilets.
Who needs a chimney sweep?
You gonna untie that woman from the train tracks?
She knows what she did. I gave everybody enough time to get to her.
That train barely runs.
Mm-hmm.
What was the last movie you saw, Billy?
The Hunted, with Tommy Lee Jones and Benicio del Toro.
So I didn't expect applause for that. That is very weird.
Why did you see that? Why did that happen?
Because I like it, and it makes me feel good when I watch it. It's not like a feel-good movie, but it's just it's like if they weren't doing cocaine when they made Rambo. That's what that movie is. It's just cool.
Okay.
There's pretty stuff in between the fight stuff. I like it. It's like, and it was like one of the first movies I saw when I was like really stoned in college. And it's like when you see, that's like the first time you see a movie when you're really stoned, you're like, oh, this makes everything awesome. So I go try to make it think about that every time I watch it. It never works. So made it sad at the end. Sorry.
Well, thank you, Billy Wayne Davis. Underlined.
You got to yell it.
And don't forget that Ramon Rivas, his Twitter name is Blazer Ramon. Yeah. Amy Miller is the easy one. pretty straightforward.
Your dad had Ramon Rivas already.
No, but I'm the second, so it was just people kept thinking I was Italian, which they will with that mustache on you. And then it was just easier to remember. And then I like smoking weed, and I used to like wrestling, so it kind of fits.
Oh.
I'm going to put somebody on some train tracks. All right. Turn it off, Bert.
Let the games begin.
Oh, sorry about that. Wow.
Turn the house lights up.
Got some serious feedback on that one. All right, so lots of great name tags. Go ahead and pick who you'd like to play for. And
can
while
we turn
the selection process happens, we'll go to a brief commercial message. We'll be right back.
Today's show is brought to you in part by Espresso Monster. When you need an extra burst of energy but don't have time to wait in line, grab Espresso Monster. Espresso Monster is a premium blend of smooth espresso and cream packaged in an 8.4-ounce can. It's just the right size and perfect for when you're on the go. Each can has 3 shots of espresso blended with European milk, just the way the Italians do it. At 150 to 160 mg of caffeine per can, it's sure to give you the energy you need to conquer the day. Espresso Monster has 2 delicious flavors to choose from, espresso and cream, and vanilla espresso. Mmm. Produced in Denmark and the Netherlands, Espresso Monster is made with freshly brewed espresso coffee, hormone-free milk, and a unique energy blend that's complete with taurine and B vitamins. They sent a few cases to DLM HQ, and they did not stick around for very long. Everyone seems to enjoy the taste and subsequent energy boost. Close your eyes, take a sip, and enjoy Espresso Monster today. Back to the show.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
We're back!
Whoa.
Very thorough name tag.
Do I owe you rent? Do I owe you rent, Doug?
I was like, look at those name tags.
Had you...
so many name tags! Who are you playing for, Mario?
Wait, me?
You're like, which Mario?
Yeah, I feel like we're all Mario.
This is like Super Nintendo, regular Nintendo.
Yeah.
I'm Luigi, motherfucker.
Oh, Billy.
Oh.
Billy found one with his own name on it.
Yeah, I went the narcissist route, and I was like, that's my name.
Kill Bill.
My Kill Bill is what it says, but it's got your head on a terrible drawing of Uma Thurman.
Yeah, she would not be pleased with that drawing, yeah.
It looks like putting your head on her made her bleed.
That's something Tarantino would do to her, though.
Well, made it sad again.
All right. Great job. Yeah, you can put that over there. Jim, what do you got?
Halloween 3, Season of the Rich.
And, so many candies and boozes.
There's so many.
I'm going to lose. I told everybody that. But I appreciated the product display at the bottom. It had a very movie theater feel. And then there's a ton of people that are not me on this.
You guys don't have to put
Billy
TJ
Wayne.
On
Amy's on it, though.
Yeah. Amy's on there.
Skip
a little tiny TJ made it.
Jeff
right
Tate.
Next to an eagle. Jeff Tate.
Deb I think, Di Giovanni, who I think this is here Doug. At the festival.
So
that's
funny.
Why they thought she might be here. Yeah.
Deb Curtis cool. is down there.
All right.
Chris Gethard.
Great.
I could sub for him, right?
Sure.
Natasha, for some reason.
Yeah.
What do you and mean? A, then a bunch of booze. Natasha been on the show.
I know, but she's not here in Cleveland.
No, but neither is most of those people. All right, Ramon, what do you got?
I picked this one that says Rambo first bud. And then I liked it because the bow fits in. It doesn't change the pronunciation of the movie. And then it also looks like a child and an adult made it at the same time. Which is, I empathize with this because this is what every creative endeavor I try to make looks like. So
there's just a blank square that size on their refrigerator until they bring that back. Until they bring that back home with all the goods. But Ramon might not win today, so we'll see. Amy?
I'm playing for Jocelyn, who put sparkles on my body, and that's why I picked it. What it? The Jocelynkin Lawyer? Okay, I've never heard of a movie, so I wasn't sure. And it's got Doug's face on it, and it says, you have the all right, all right, all right to remain silent.
Yeah, he was the Lincoln lawyer. He was a lawyer that worked out of his car. That was the premise of that movie.
Are you being serious?
Yes.
Yes.
Now I'm going to see it.
Some premier open mouth acting.
All right. So you could toss that down on the ground now if you want. You don't have to hang on to it. But I've prepared several games for you guys today, and I'm pretty sure none of you have listened to the show. Right?
Not recently.
Like us?
Perfect. No, all these people out here in the audience don't listen to it. They just came on the chance it might be interesting.
Cleveland.
Cleveland's we'll give crazy like shot. That. Cleveland rocks. All right, so I dance from place to place when I'm here because that's all I think about is that Drew Carey. Drew Carey liked to dance around town, so I'll do it.
I studied dance from Ryan Stiles.
Anyway, the reason I asked if you guys have been listening is because lately I've been playing a game that if somebody listens to the show, they could probably actually study up and be good at this game. But I'm sure you guys haven't. It's called Swift Justice. You know, Taylor Swift's summer tour rages on, and I'm gonna go see her again next weekend in Kansas City. That's if you're wondering why is he going to Kansas City so much, just to see her. Here's how this game works. I'll read the plot description of a movie from the IMDb page of that movie, and then the first person on this stage to guess the correct title, which is also the title of an unrelated Taylor Swift song, wins. Mm. If the description isn't enough, I'll give you more clues. Are you ready for it?
Yes.
Yes.
I'm covered in glitter.
How'd that happen?
From the sign.
Oh, no.
They're called name tags.
Your boyfriend's going to think you went to a strip club.
Well, I'm with you, so.
Probably.
He's going to know I went to a strip club.
Doug looks like he owns a strip club right now. Yes, they dance for you.
Dance harder.
I'm so happy about this mustache because finally my fake ID is going to match my look. Okay.
I already forgot how to play this game.
I'm just going to read the description of the movie. Guess as often as you like, okay. But it's also the name of a Taylor Swift song.
And a movie, right?
I count on my guests not knowing the names of Taylor Swift songs, and it works every time. A young maiden in a land called Andalasia, who is prepared to be wed, is sent away to New York City by an evil queen, where she falls in love...
Enchanted.
...with a lawyer. That is correct. Enchanted is the correct answer.
Oh, I'm drunk. I can't remember movies.
Starring my least favorite person, Amy Adams. That's just a joke. I think she's great. I was watching it in my hotel room today. There's some movie called Vanish that has Amy Adams in it, and I watched for a little while. She plays a reporter, but Superman never came around, so I was like, fuck it.
Did anyone disappear? Or?
Yeah, it's about a girl has disappeared, and she's a reporter, so she goes to cover the story.
This is exactly the plot of Sharp Objects.
Is it? Oh!
So were you watching Sharp Objects?
You guys saw It, right? The movie It?
No.
The original?
Scary.
You know, the girl, there's a bunch of boys and there's one girl, you know, that one girl. She's in this movie Vanish, and she plays young Amy Adams, and it's pretty brilliant because they do look like older and younger versions of each other. Great story. That was a 180 true story. And now, oh, anyway, I was going to say Patrick Dempsey, James Marsden, Susan Sarandon. It's not a bad movie, that Enchanted movie.
It's great. Yeah. I love it.
All right. And you get to go first, Amy, in our next game called ABCD's Nuts. There's only one mustache left, but I'm putting it in the prize bag because all you need is one, really, to have a great time. I'm going to have so much fun tonight. I ate lunch today in a bar. I'm going to go back in the same bar and see if they know it's me.
I'm a dog. You don't know me. I never have been here before.
My favorite movie is Do the Right Thing.
What?
Ooh. Okay, so... You guys know how ABCD's Nuts works? Oh, let me tell Billy about it. Hey, Billy.
Hey. So
Amy's going to go first, and then it's going to go to Ramon and Jim. So by the time it gets to you, I think you'll have a handle on what's happening.
Okay.
Each person down the row is going to get a different letter from a word that we're spelling. And then all you got to do is take that letter, name any movie that begins with that letter, and you're still in the game.
Oh, okay.
Pretty simple. But if you match the movie that I wrote down ahead of time, then you win the whole thing automatically.
Okay.
And there's always, not always, but tends to be a theme between these titles. And the movie we're going to spell, or tonight we're going to spell a movie, it's Barbarella, the Jane Fonda movie that I'll be interrupting next Friday in Kansas City. So we start with Amy, the letter B. Name any movie that begins with the letter B.
Bad News Bears.
Oh, yeah. I think the remake was called The Bad News Bears. I don't know, but I think you're right about the original being beginning with B. I went with another classic, Beetlejuice. Mm. Beetlejuice. All right, Ramon. Your letter is A.
He doesn't know how
Can
to spell.
You use it in a sentence? No. Airplane.
Oh, with the exclamation point.
Did you write down a movie for every letter?
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You haven't played this game before?
Probably I have.
Yeah. I went with A Wrinkle in Time.
Ooh.
That's Leary.
Ooh.
I think I kind of, with this, all this extra facial hair, I think I look like Zach Galifianakis in that movie. So R is the next letter in Barbarella, Jim. So any movie begins with R.
Revenge of the Nerds.
Oh, you clearly haven't seen that movie lately, have you?
No.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
There is an R word in that movie.
Yeah. Straight up. I remember that movie came out. We cheered when that happened.
Oh,
when,
yeah.
When the nerd had sex with the woman that thought she was having sex with somebody else.
Her boyfriend.
We're all like, ha ha, you tricked her. Into having sex that she would not have had with you.
We didn't cheer.
It's brutal. What do you mean?
Some people.
No, I'm saying, in theaters when that movie came out, it was people thought that was a big win for the nerds. The nerds finally are getting in there.
I hate nerds.
Because they're so mean to the nerds through the whole movie. I mean, they don't deserve that, but still.
They're rapists. Also racists in that movie.
Wait, so all the other people on campus were precogs and they knew that the nerds were going to get out of control someday? So they started hating on them ahead of time?
I love that they're like, I can't believe the black fraternity was nice to us. They're scary. Was every 80s movie.
Yeah.
Ooh, oops, we're in a black place. Watch out. Oh, they're nice? Cool. That's every 80s movie.
I wish white people today would watch 80s movies then. Be less surprised by things.
Jim Billy. R. Did you say one? Oh, Revenge of the Nerds.
I opened up a dialogue
for the last 5 minutes. I went with a very similar movie in its themes and storylines. Race to Witch Mountain. So B is the next letter for Billy. Name any movie that begins with letter B, but you may notice a theme emerging from the titles I've said so far.
Bad Boys 2.
Oh. Way off theme, but still a great answer. I went with Beowulf.
Oh. Well, the first one is based off Beowulf, I think.
Amy gets the letter A. You guys are all getting the letter that your name starts with.
I don't know the theme yet, so I'm going to say Awakenings.
Okay. I went with Annihilation. R for Ramon. Again with the...
Can you repeat all the ones you've done so far? Is that not allowed to ask? Okay.
Beetlejuice, A Wrinkle in Time, Race to Witch Mountain, Beowulf, Annihilation, and R for Kill It. This guy over here thinks these are movies that are based on books. I read that Beetlejuice book 3 times and then he showed up.
Official title is Handbook for the Recently Deceased.
Faulkner's most underrated work.
R is my letter.
What'd you say?
R is my letter right now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Remember the Titans.
Okay.
I'm just that just because I forgot all the things he just said.
Yeah. That's fine. I went with Ready Player One, which I watched on the plane yesterday because I enjoy that movie. That is based on the books. Yes, that one is. E is the next letter for Jim.
Edge of Tomorrow.
Ooh, otherwise known as Live, Die, Repeat.
True.
No, I went with a movie, I don't know if you've heard of this one, Enchanted?
Fuck.
I was going to say that.
L is the next letter for Billy.
L.A. Confidential.
Okay. I picked Legend, but they're both similar realms. You can do this, Amy.
It's
another L.
I do know the theme now, but I still don't have a good answer.
You don't have an answer?
I'm going to say Love, Actually.
Okay.
What's yours, Doug?
Labyrinth. Okay, so, Ramon, I'm going to wind up to this for you.
Okay.
So you could really knock this one out of the park. Beetlejuice, A Wrinkle in Time, Race to Witch Mountain, Beowulf, Annihilation, Ready Player One, Enchanted, Legend, Labyrinth. The letter A stands for...
bet you there's at least 10 people in this room that know.
I know they're real. I was
know
like,
what I'm driving at.
I was excited because I thought I had L, and I was like, oh, I know. But then you said the thing already.
What were you gonna say for L?
I was gonna say legend, but you already said that. I wasn't paying that much attention. well, I was, but it's just hard to retain all the things. So we're at A.
Yes. Yes, we are.
And it's all okay.
That's gonna be
arachnophobia.
Good. What? Oh, that's not bad.
Supernaturally, I don't know.
Yeah, I tried to go with all fantasy films, and the one that became
big spiders aren't a fantasy.
No.
I mean, I don't remember. I think the spiders, I think there's a lot of them, but I don't think they're like supernatural spiders, are they?
People out here scared of
I think it's
shit,
like Jaws, but with spiders.
I think...
And people can't swim because all the spiders are in the water.
I thought the theme was people entering another dimension, which means Awakenings does fit the theme.
Okay. No, I just went with... I just basically picked fantasy movies, and the letter A, of course, stands for Avatar.
I like somebody in the back. Yep. Yep, I knew that shit.
That's the one I would have said.
Yep. Didn't say the answer, just said yep.
Knew it.
All right, so nobody officially won that one, so Amy still gets to go first in our final game of the show.
Oh, no.
And this particular game we're going to play that we usually end the shows with lately is called Last Man Stanton. And
oh, no.
Amy's already out.
So Amy's going to go first. I'll go second because I like to play along on this one, Billy. You're going to be after me.
Okay.
And then Jim and Ramon. And we're going to get the name of an actor or actress from a pre-selected audience member. And then we're going to take turns naming movies that person's been in. If you can't think of one, or you say a movie that's not the correct title, you're out. But you also get one lifeline. You can go to the person whose name tag you chose one time over the course of the show. Amy's ready to go to hers.
Oh, I know that guy. I was just waving to him.
Oh, you're just waving at a guy?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
We know each other. Sorry.
I just said lifelines, and you were like, I thought you were just acknowledging yours.
Well, just saying hi.
It's just another guy. All right, he does not get to help you.
Okay.
Just your lifeline. Where's your lifeline?
Right here.
All right.
Jocelyn.
Hi, Jocelyn. You come home with a mustache and glitter on you. He's going to have no idea where you were.
With Doug.
All right. Air show got crazy.
Okay, so the pre-selected audience member that I have is, where is Tony B. Greasy?
Yikes.
How greasy are you, Tony?
It's greasy.
I'm Greasy OV.
Why is your name, is that really your last name, Greasy?
No, it's kind of a nickname thing.
Oh, it's a nickname.
Kind of.
Wow, I don't know. I can't imagine why someone would get a nickname Greasy.
Take a shower, Tony.
Yeah.
Greasy, not greasy. A little different.
What's that?
Like the way Paulie Shore would say
greasy.
It.
Greasy?
It's not far enough different if you have to explain it.
Greasy.
All right, Tony. I'll just call you Tony. What's your suggestion for the game today?
Cheech Marin.
Cheech Marin. All right. Now, this is the part where at first I say, that's not a good one. But then, I mean, I love Cheech, of course. And obviously, he's been in some movies, for sure. He's definitely a person that's done a lot of movies. And we could probably think of a lot of them. Mm-hmm. But I feel like the panel might be a little, like, worried about it. So...
Very worried.
That's why we have backup.
It's a good thing Cheech showed up today.
Cheech has been on the show. We should do it when he's on. That'd be fun.
He forget. He loses.
It would be fun. Just bring some real pothead nerds in there, and you know, let him. He'd probably win because he seems like he would remember stuff. Chong, I don't know. Chong might forget a thing or two.
His name's not Chong.
I'm sorry. Full title: Ampersand Chong. All right, where is, but thank you for that, and he will definitely be in the mix, but we're going to get a second name. Where is Hybrid X Heaven? Hey, man, what's Hybrid X Heaven mean? You don't know?
Is it a weed thing? Oh, you should look into it.
Sounds like an AIM screen name.
Yeah, Hybrid.
You have a Prius? Nice Prius?
Can you reveal your actual name?
Rich.
Rich. Okay.
Heaven's better.
I can't see great from here, but I'm pretty sure you're not crazy or Asian.
You know who is? Chong.
He's half Asian, right? Okay, so what's your suggestion, Rich? Oh, wow, one of the biggest ones ever, Arnold Schwarzenegger. He's got a million titles, and Amy loves them all. She probably can't get enough of those Arnold Schwarzenegger movies.
Can we get double?
I love them.
Can we get double points for Cheech Marin movies and 1 point for Schwarzenegger movies?
That is an interesting way to approach the game, Ramon. And we're not doing it. Damn it.
Can we set this up so I can win?
That's a really good impression.
We've known each other a while.
Because it's, you know, it's not a game where you get points.
Oh, gotcha.
That's a real revamp if you're giving out points. No, it's an elimination game. So, but you can, you know, stick with whichever one of those you think you'll be best at. Schwarzenegger or Cheech. And, yeah, so, Billy, you got that?
Yep.
It's the films of either of those gentlemen. Starting with Amy, what do you got?
Born in East L.A.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I mean, if we're going to... This is how we're going to do this. I'm going to go, it's so weird when there's so many to choose from and you're just going, I'm going to say Up in Smoke, get that one out of the way.
Yeah.
Billy?
Nice Dreams.
Full title, please.
True Lies.
You get how this works.
Final answer.
Jim?
Kindergarten Cop.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a tumor.
Tin Cup.
Wait.
Oh,
wait a second.
Oh, that's good.
Ramon?
Tin Cup.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to see Tin Cup and Kindergarten Cup. Amy?
Terminator.
What?
Full title.
Terminator 1.
Right out there. Terminator 1. They went back and renamed it.
Is it not called Terminator?
There's more to it than that.
Ooh. Twins.
Yeah.
Thank you, Billy.
No problem. I'll set a precedent. I don't care.
I never tried that before.
The...
Oh,
Terminator.
Fuck you, Doug.
Billy.
Terminator 2, Judgment Day.
Yeah. Some of us call it T2, like we're going to climb it. Jim? Wait, looks like you have an adult-sized bangaroo. Do you have a headache or something?
Brain freeze?
No, I couldn't. I was blanking on the fucking name of it, and I don't want to call my lifeline yet.
That would be pretty embarrassing.
I know. That's why I don't want to do it. I warned them. I warned everybody that I would lose, and here I am. Fuck.
I think you should call your lifeline.
Cheech Marin or Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Where's
Rich?
Together
they're in 500 movies.
I know. Clueless is still in my head. And
let me think. No, they're not in that one.
Cheech screen tested for that, though.
For the Paul Rudd.
You know what? I got it. Jingle all the way. Sorry. There we go.
Yay.
That's what I wanted. I knew it would come if I just panicked for 30 seconds.
I've got the facial hair of the Clueless Girl's dad.
What do you mean?
Dan Hedaya, yeah. Okay, Ramon.
Predator.
The Predator, Ramon.
It's just called Predator.
I know.
You didn't know.
No, I was goofing. I didn't know. I know it.
Okay, what do you got?
Why are you whispering at me, Ramon?
I can't
Ramon?
Stop playing with my stupid mustache.
The Expendables. Why did you boo?
People, sometimes they boo just because they don't care for the movie or whatever. Sometimes they boo because they know that I'm about to say The Expendables 2. Colon, still expendable. Billy?
Commando.
Okay.
So good.
Alyssa Milano, remember her?
Yes. It's no bonus points.
It's just nice to think about her.
Remembering the child actors doesn't get you anything here. Jim?
Was that one where he's the governor
Wait,
of California?
Wait, that's not how this works. This isn't Jeopardy. You don't answer with a question.
No, I'm just talking. I'm just talking. I'm totally blanking.
You're
I have
showing
to call
us
my
your
lifeline.
Work?
Yeah.
Okay, so...
I know, that was the joke. I said the one where he was governor of California.
Oh, real though. Life. Okay.
You know, we'll go
you
back.
Guys are having, you guys are having a lot of fun. But I don't know if you can tell from my eyebrows, I'm very angry. Do you want to go to your lifeline, Ramon?
I have to.
His name's Jim.
Yeah. We both have really dynamic voices.
Do you
want to
use Jim's lifeline, Ramon?
No, I want to tough it out.
All right, Jim, go to your lifeline, but also don't forget that, you know, as we move forward...
I know.
Some other titles might remind you of other titles, you know what I mean?
Well, they haven't yet.
I mean, there's one that was just so there for the taking that I don't know why you haven't thought of that.
But I don't know full titles.
Don't tell me.
Okay.
T3. I can't get it wrong. I can't get it wrong.
Don't get it wrong. Go to your lifeline.
I need my lifeline. Rich.
Where's your lifeline at? Rich.
Oh, God, thank you. Total Recall.
So good.
Yes. Well, you know, that's...
You couldn't recall it, could you?
It's hard to remember.
I couldn't recall it.
It's hard to have Total Recall. About Total Recall.
This is the one with the three tits, right?
Yeah, it is.
Full title.
That's the log line of the movie. The one with the three tits.
That is how they sold it.
That movie's got three boobs, Sharon Stones and Arnold. Okay, now it's Ramon's turn.
Conan the Barbarian.
Mm-hmm. Ooh. Amy?
Oh, no. Up, still up in smoke. We're still doing it. Up in Smoke too. Jocelyn?
It's interesting they never did that. They never did a movie where the title was Up in Smoke too.
Jocelyn?
Hmm? Oh, we're going to Lifeline?
Maggie.
Ooh.
Maggie. Like
Maggie, yeah. I haven't even seen that movie. It's a zombie movie that stars Arnold.
I don't know what that is. That's a whole list.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Wow. But you didn't make that list. You're cheating, Jocelyn.
That means you're cheating.
I know. It does mean I'm cheating. And I don't feel good about it.
Well, you're still in.
Okay.
I'm going to go with, again, there's so much out there, but I'm going to say, in honor of Ramon Rivas II, Jr.
Aww.
Ooh.
And I say that because Ramon is a pregnant man.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Billy?
From Dusk Till Dawn.
Oh. Mm.
Nice.
Mm. Thank you.
Cheech still knows that whole pussy speech that he says in that movie. He is not shy about sharing it. Jim?
Oh, I fucking hate this.
All right, let me just say, I just got to point something out because it's driving me crazy.
What's up?
We said The Expendables.
Yeah.
We said the Expendables 2.
Oh, no.
The Expendables 3.
That's correct.
Doug, yeah. Come on.
What's your favorite part of that movie, Jim?
Oh, the, like, where they kind of are, you think they're expendable, but then they're not.
You keep finding that over and over again in that series.
Yeah.
God, still still not as expendable as we thought. Can't get rid of any of these guys. They kept adding guys every movie. All right, Ramon?
Desperado.
Okay.
That was good. That was a gamble, too. You didn't know.
No, I knew.
You just went with the prequel with what I said.
There was no prequel, what she said.
Desperado is the prequel to fucking Dusk Till Dawn.
What? Amy?
From Dusk Till Dawn 2.
Tuesday.
Is that not a movie?
I have no idea. I mean, I think maybe there might have been something called that. There's more words after the two, probably. And I don't know if Cheech is in it.
Okay, well, I guess I'm out.
Well, hang on a second here. Let's not be too hasty.
T3. Terminator 3.
Okay. I like what you're doing.
Thank you. Terminator 3.
Yeah.
The Edge of Reason.
Oh my God, that's such a good. So close. Because it's four words that just don't matter. I mean, it's a little bit more descriptive than your version. Let me see how I can get you to say this.
You don't have to. I'm fine losing.
You're too fine with losing. Somebody said something about my eyebrows. He was probably in the bathroom when they said don't yell out during the show.
He's just an idiot. Very annoying. Your stash is gonna pop off.
What's your favorite, Amy? What's your favorite Disney animated movie?
The Little Mermaid.
What was the one that came out right after that?
Aladdin?
No.
Terminator 3, no. Aladdin.
In between.
Beauty and the Beast.
No, what's the other one?
Lion King.
Yes, correct.
Terminator 3.
The Lion King.
Na-slenya.
Okay. I don't know those words.
Okay. Terminator 3, King.
The Lion King is correct. Cheech Marin is in The Lion King.
Oh, yeah, he
yeah.
is.
Good job, Amy.
He was one of those.
He's Mufasa.
Hey, man.
It was like him and Whoopi.
He's also in a great movie called After Hours. Billy?
Pumping Iron.
Yes.
That's good.
It's just probably his best acting performance.
Okay, Jim. Did you learn anything over all that time?
I might be making this title up. But
oh, I love it.
Terminator 3, Rise of the Terminator.
Oh!
No.
So close. So close. Oh! Can I help him?
Rise of the Machine.
Can I help him?
Rise of the Machine.
He wants to steal. No, it might come back around.
Oh, son
Jim.
Of a bitch. Ah. You're so close.
That wasn't right, Jim.
Cheech and Chong scared stupid.
That's.
Don't you make fun of Ernest.
Cheech and Chong save Christmas. Cheech and Chong go
Chong,
to camp.
Only Chong goes to jail.
Only Chong goes to jail.
Oh, great documentary.
Don't you make fun of Ernest. This is the best.
I mean that.
All right, so Jim's out. Ramon, are you you got anything? You got any gas in the tank?
Red Sonja.
Mm-hmm.
What'd you say?
Red Sonja. It's like he was pretty much the dude he was in Conan. He just didn't have a shirt on.
Oh.
Yeah. He's like, That's all his movies, but.
Anything, Amy?
Nothing in there.
All right. You
I'm
did
so
great,
hungry.
Though.
Thank you.
You did great. Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Oh, here's an Arnold Schwarzenegger one that's fun to pull out in these situations. Around the World in 80 Days. Had no reason to exist, had no reason for him to be in it. What? Billy!
Fuck.
You got this, Billy.
What? I'm
Why are you
one.
Yelling out the answer? Oh, do you go? Is he your lifeline?
At that point, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Shit. Sorry, I missed that.
He's a well-behaved heckler. That is a... He was called upon to scream. But I think he should just scream that every now and then for no reason. Just, raw deal! And everybody like, mm-hmm, I know. I say raw deal.
Okay.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Eraser?
Ooh.
Ooh.
He shoots a crocodile and says, and then he goes, your luggage.
He was hoping that caught on so he could have a luggage line.
Okay, I'm going to go with that Schwarzenegger movie that he did with Jackass, Johnny Knoxville. The Last Stand.
Oh, yeah. Fuck, is it my turn?
Yeah. Raw deal, huh?
Yeah, it is. What's the one that Cheech and Arnold did together? I want to say Kindergarten Cop 2, First Grade.
Oh. Why haven't they done that? Arguably his greatest movie. It's weird they haven't done a sequel to that one. So you're out there, Billy?
I believe so, yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, I'm going to call it. Ramon Rivas is our winner.
Yay! on, man.
And for the record, it was Cheech and Chong in Nice Dreams.
Oh, those mother. That's a Tyler Perry bullshit right there.
What's the...
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Is it Cheech and Chong or the Corsican Brothers? Is that
uh-huh.
one of them?
And they were in Yellow Beard, I think.
Cheech and Chong's. Chocolat.
Yeah.
I would like to see that.
Cheech and Chong's To Kill a Mockingbird. But what do we miss, you guys?
Last Action Hero.
Last Action Hero, of course. Oh. I fucking saw that movie in Cleveland.
I'm sorry, I didn't pick it.
Oh, yeah, it's Terminator 3 Rise of the Machines.
That was the one I fucked up.
Oh, Batman Forever.
Oh, Batman Forever.
No, no, Batman and Robin.
Batman and Robin.
You were wrong.
God damn, y'all love Arnold Schwarzenegger.
So sorry, Rich.
Running Man, of course.
Red Heat. I wish. Raw Deal.
Is this what Price is Right is like? This is terrifying.
What about Cheech, though? More Cheech movies?
Oh, yeah, Cheech and Chong's next movie. Once Upon a Time in Mexico.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Nash Bridges. The movie.
Mm-hmm.
Machete and Machete Kills, maybe?
I hope everyone's remembered things.
He's in some of the Spy Kids movies, I bet. Yeah, those are hard as fuck to remember the titles. But, yeah, great job, everybody. Let's hear it for Ramon.
Let's give Ramon a chance. I'm drunk. From yesterday, though.
Where's that person you were playing for? Rambo?
Rambo.
Where's Bo at? Come get all your shit, Bo. Get your shit off the stage. We got a show to do.
Oh, if you meet me outside, I'll sign that certificate of achievement. Awesome. Put your name in it.
Oh, I love it. He's got an Accidental Comedy Festival shirt on. Good job. Thanks, Bo.
We did it.
Real quick, you guys, let's do some plugs. Do you have anything you want to plug, Amy?
I have so many things I want to plug. Okay. September 5th in Portland at the Paris Theater. September 6th in Seattle at the Casa Central Cinema. What's that movie theater called?
What?
Central Cinema.
Seattle Central Cinema. Okay, thank you, Billy. September 14th, I'll be in Austin somewhere. September 17th, I'll be at the Secret Group in Houston, co-headlining with Chris Cubis. Also, please listen to my podcast, Who's Your God? And, can I say one more thing?
Yeah.
It's long. It's not long. Tomorrow is my 8th comedy anniversary.
Yay!
Thank you so much. And I love you guys. I love your fans.
They're
I want to
nice,
say
right?
They're so nice. Yeah. Thank you for coming to shows all over the country. You guys are the best, and you make sure that I can keep doing this job. And I, what if I cried? I'm gonna cry. No, I'm not gonna cry. But
well,
it's
thank
nice.
You.
Best
thank
fans you ever.
I'm glad you spent your anniversary here in Cleveland. That's wonderful.
Yeah. Well, I'm going back to LA.
She's
in the
gonna
morning.
Leave tomorrow, Ramon. Do you want any of this shit that was on the name tag, Jim?
Yeah, I feel like that's why you picked it.
Oh, nice. Yeah, get those Tito's off of there. Ramon's going for a Kit Kat.
You do whatever you want with these.
Take whatever you want to do. I just need the thing on the back.
Can I just rip TJ's face off of it? Or?
Yeah.
Oh.
Ramon, what do you got to plug?
I'm going to be headlining the Punchline in Sacramento on September 16th.
Nice.
I'll be there a couple days before that with Dan Soder, who's super cool. And then that's it. So please hire me to do comedy. Or you could just go to my website, blazerramon.com, to see all the weird shit I do.
Right on. Jim Twos.
I'll be in Burlington, Vermont with Chad Daniels, September 27th, 28th, 29th.
Where?
Burlington, Vermont.
Where? At the
Vermont
what is
Comedy
the
Club.
Thank you.
Thank you. And then I'll be in Denver, Boulder, and Fort Collins the first weekend of November. And I have a podcast called Quitting Comedy. and you can listen to that. I talk to comics about what they would do if they quit. Because we all fantasize about it.
I'm ready to flee the country.
Yeah.
What? I'm not a comedian. Yeah. I'm a dog.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm just a regular guy.
I'm a regular guy who touches his mustache a lot.
I don't love movies.
Ladies, is it okay if I touch my mustache in front of you? Billy, what do you got? What's coming up for you?
I have an album out live at Third Man Records. It's available fucking anywhere. Thank you, one person.
It's very good.
That does
it.
Check out with album sales. That checks out. also, I helped on the Sacha Baron Cohen show, so watch that. It's one of the funniest things
cool.
I've ever fucking done. So. And then just Google my name to see if I'm coming anywhere near you.
Oh, God.
It's a terrible way to say that.
Now, that counts as consent, right?
Yes. They Googled it. You Googled it.
I'd hope I wouldn't.
You Google it, you get it. Sorry, everybody. All right. I'm going to be doing two shows on Halloween at the Punchline in San Francisco. And thanks again to everybody for coming out this afternoon. To all my guests, Billy Wayne Davis, Jim Tews, Ramon Rivas II, and Amy Miller. You guys can just stay there for a sec, because I'm just gonna say three shitheads and get the F out of here. Is the festival gonna happen again next year?
Yeah, man.
And quit trying to give me your name tag. You won.
Oh shit, my bad.
Although actually, Kill Bill didn't write a shithead, so I'll do both. All right. As always, my neighbor is a shithead for leaving passive-aggressive notes on my car. I don't even own a car. What is going on? Anthony Precourt is a shithead for trying to relocate the Columbus crew. Hashtag save the crew. Yeah. All right, get ready with that end theme. And thank you again to Hilarities. Money bail drug laws are a shithead.
What does that mean, Jocelyn?
I mean 100%, guys.
Play that song.
When you need energy on the go and you don't have time to wait in line, grab Espresso Monster. Espresso Monster is a premium blend of espresso and cream made with freshly brewed espresso coffee, hormone-free milk, and a unique energy blend complete with taurine and B vitamins. Each can has 3 shots of espresso and comes in vanilla espresso or espresso and cream flavors. Close your eyes, take a sip, and enjoy Espresso Monster today! Do it! Or, yeah, okay.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of Gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you, 'cause Doug loves.